So what made you decide to want to make a movie about Smart Studios?
Well, in 2010, when the studio announced it was closing, I thought it would be interesting to sit down with locals and hear their perspectives on what it meant, you know? And as I began to do that, which was, it was more of like a kind of time capsule project that I was working on back then, but as more stories came out of people's experiences, I just felt like there was some interesting history, you know, that had taken place in Madison over the last 30 years and in the Midwest that was really worth making a film about.
So for our listeners who aren't really familiar with Smart Studios, who are some of the bands that recorded there?
Well, you know, local bands would be Tar Babies, The Appliances, Honor Among Thieves, The Weeds, Sometimes Why, Fun with Adams.
All right, that's pretty good. But I think what Kitty's looking for, she wants the big punch. She wants the punch for those who, you know.
Nirvana, Death Cab for Cutie, Smashing Pumpkins.
There we go.
Sparkle Horse, remixes for Beck, Alanis Morissette, Nine Inch Nails.
So, Wendy, this is the Smart Studio Story movie has really gotten a lot of play at South by Southwest. You said in L.A., and, of course, here for the Madison Film Festival. And it's also the official film of Record Store Day. Is that right?
Yes. It's so exciting. Saturday is Record Store Day and will be the official film for a year. So it's really exciting. There's a cassette release that Record Store Day has put out. They've pressed 3,000 cassettes of Smart Studios' early catalog.
Oh, that's amazing. We're talking to Wendy Schneider. The movie is The Smart Studios Story, which is sold out at the Film Fest, but we do have a pair of tickets that we're going to give away, but we'll get to that in a second. When you were doing the documentary, was there anything, since you had worked at Smart Studios, was there anything new that you found out that, wow, I never knew that happened here, or what a crazy thing that doesn't really fit Smart Studios or anything like that?
I think what was really interesting for me and what made me curious to do a more in-depth or dimensional story about Smart Studios was the connection between Killdozer and Nirvana. You know, I had never realized that had Killdozer's 12-point buck not made its way to Sub Pop Records to the desk of Jonathan Poneman, we wouldn't have had bands like Had and The Fluid coming here from Seattle, who then, you know, told bands like Nirvana to come and record with Butch. So in this strange way, Killdozer is the link to one of the biggest shifts in genres of music in the early 90s. And I thought that was hysterical and really remarkable at the same time.
It is kind of hysterical. Wendy, this is really cool, and it's great that you did it. And yes, Madison is on the map, but a lot of people, like you said, didn't really realize it and probably still don't. And this really is fantastic that you did this. It's amazing.
Yeah, I'm really excited. Excited for Madison, excited for Wisconsin, excited for the Midwest. It's the story you didn't know you didn't know. I mean, there's a lot of history in the 90 minutes of the Smart Studio story. And I'm excited for people to come and tap into that history.